Elsewhere in Afghanistan, intelligence analysts are combing through thousands of pages of documents left behind by al-Qaeda and the Taliban. It's tedious business. The documents are often in foreign languages, and intelligence services have a hard time finding enough translators to keep up. So they've turned to computer experts who are teaching machines how to translate. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, they're finding that translating is not the same as understanding.
Claire Voss is a linguist at the Army Research Laboratory in Adelphi, Maryland. She's booting up a laptop computer to run one of the Army's machine translation programs called Falcon. Falcon can handle the smorgasbord of foreign text.
These are different languages, so these all translate into English: Croatian, Serbian, Russian, Albanian, Ukrainian, Slovak, Polish, Czech.
Voss helps the Army design the software that allows computers to do this. She feeds a sheet of paper into an electronic scanner. The document is a description, in Croatian, of the side effects of vaccinations. In seconds, the computer prints out an English translation.
This is the gee whiz part of it all.
But here's where the computer starts to look, well, not so smart after all. Voss reads the translation.
Vecina, I don't know, Udi, which get vaccine against varicella, will not become ill from this illness. And if some, although vaccinated, nevertheless becomes ill, illness usually will be in very by lacquer shape.
Will, lacquer as in varnish.
Right, L-A-C-Q-U-E-R.
No, if you were a doctor trying to do a diagnosis.
Well, you would know that this is about vaccines, because the word vaccine's there. And if vaccinated, you can see that they're talking about the side effects of the vaccine.
As Voss points out, machine translation can deliver information fast, but it just may not be complete information. In Afghanistan, intelligence analysts are in a hurry. A single document could reveal a terrorist plan. As Army Intelligence Chief Lieutenant General Bob Noonan told reporters recently, there's a scarcity of translators skilled in Arabic and the Afghan languages, Pashto and Dari. Analysts are using computers, but they're frustratingly literal.
But it'll give you the exact word. So it might say Noonan Bob General instead of Lieutenant General Bob Noonan. You know, but it'll identify key words. So the ability to grammatically translate it as well is something we're trying to build also into our software programs.
When one of these machine translators scans a page, it sets to work comparing each printed word with its own electronic dictionary of that language. For more common languages, the English sentences that come out are pretty readable. For less common languages, well, what does lacquer have to do with vaccinations? Linguist Amy Weinberg at the University of Maryland has worked for the Pentagon on a Chinese and English machine translator. She says a computer essentially learns to translate a language by scanning millions of words of text in two languages, say the Bible in Chinese and English. But these word-for-word translators are essentially dictionaries and don't do very well with the order of words, the syntax. And syntax is important.
Sometimes if you don't do the syntax, you also miss the meaning. So, for example, if you take something like, I gave the bomb to somebody. Well, it's important to know that the person who's receiving the bomb is, you know, whoever it is. Well, in English, we have a preposition, to, that does that.
But languages can be very different. Some don't use prepositions. Or, as in Pashto, the verb comes at the end of a sentence. The man apple eats, for example. It takes years for linguists to build syntax into a computer program. Military analysts don't have years. So they're using crude programs like the one General Noonan, or Noonan Bob General, complained about. Weinberg calls it Tarzan speak. She says intelligence analysts wear out pretty quickly trying to read it. But if they're simply hunting for documents with a key word, like bomb, for instance, a word-for-word machine is valuable.
If it's document sorting, you're not going to read the whole thing. So you don't care if it's fluent. You go running from the room if you had to read it, but you don't. You just have to sort. And then you hand it over to somebody who reads it.
Even getting that far can be hard if the document is messy. Many of the papers found in Afghanistan are handwritten, or they've been lying in a damp cave. David Dorman is a computer scientist at the University of Maryland who is doing research for the Pentagon. He says a machine translator is only as good as its eyes, its character recognition system.
One of the problems that you typically have if you have real cheap paper is that you get bleed through from the back of the page, or it's dirt. So any of these types of things, tears in the paper and things like that. If you pass all of this stuff to a character recognition system, it'll try to recognize it, and it'll probably give you a lot of garbage.
Researchers say the military is paying more attention now to machine translators for the Arabic family of languages. Scientists are finding universal rules of grammar and syntax and tuning them to fit different languages, and also programming computers to do that by scanning lots of translated books. The goal is to be able to create a translation machine for a new language in a matter of days instead of years. In the meantime, human translators in high demand still are. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.